Choke by Cheryl Ann Gardner. It started as an itch, burning, festering, until the hate broke the skin and slid it out. It was like this every time, and I didn't like doing it. My mama always said, if you don't like something, change it. She never said nothing about can't. Can't was a bad attitude. Won't was even worse. I didn't like neither of them words. She made me eat green soup with chunks of fat in it, or at least I think it was fat. Hocks, she called it. Showed me where it were on a body. Poked it with an iron rod and said, you gotta smoke 'em up so's they don't taste nasty and tough. Those were tough times. I was a kid then. Spent my days dusting the tombstones in the abandoned churchyard behind my house. Sometimes I'd find bones that had risen to the surface after a hard rain. The crows would pick them up because they're shiny and then drop them on the porch. I like to drill holes in them and hang them from the apple tree gone dead in the yard. Lots of things gone dead here. There was the stream I had once. The moon hanging low overhead as the night collected around my feet, swirling and swallowing up my shadow. I was running across a starlit skyline, jumping from rotted rooftop to rotted rooftop in this podunk town. I'd been around the world, you see, had the stamps to prove it, stuck to my flesh, all canceled and faded. The adhesive would give me a painful itch sometimes, but it was worth it. Below me, inside the walls of sleep, where the soot and seepage couldn't touch them, the townsfolk went undisturbed. I often wished I were like them, warm and comfortable, but I'm not. Tonight, Mama sent me out to get the hocks. She showed me how to put 'em down, how to lock my fingers and twist, hard. I get hurt sometimes. They kick and squeal, and I hate them 'cause there ain't never enough meat on them anyway. Other parts is better, but Mama says they's dirty. Makes me bury them in the boneyard, where my daddy is. But sometimes I don't. I won't. But I don't say anything. I just sit and eat my green soup, hating on her, wishing I was the wind. I knew I'd never be. Mama said she needed a man around to smoke the meat. But if I could, just for a minute, that minute when they'd finally stop breathing, I'd be swinging from the weather vanes, just like I did in that dream.